So you're planning a Vaishno Devi Yatra in 2025.
Wow.
That's incredible. It's such a powerful pilgrimage.
Absolutely.
So steeped in history and faith, you know, millions of people trekking through those mountains every year to reach that holy shrine. But have you thought about all your options for getting there?
That's a good point.
What if I told you there was a way to experience this incredible ancient pilgrimage?
Okay.
With a bit of a modern twist.
Ooh, I like where this is going. A shortcut to enlightenment.
Well, not quite enlightenment.
Okay.
But definitely a faster path to the shrine. We're diving into the Kaktra to Sanjichat helicopter service.
Interesting.
It's fascinating how they blend this ancient tradition with modern convenience.
Yeah, that's a different approach to a pilgrimage that's known for its challenging trek.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time, though that's definitely a perk. It's about opening up this incredible experience to people who might not be able to make that traditional journey.
Yeah, accessibility is so important. It allows more people to connect with that spiritual heart of the pilgrimage.
Exactly.
Regardless of their physical limitations.
Yes.
So how does this helicopter service work?
Well, it's run by the Srimata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board.
Okay.
And they have these well-maintained helicopters that take you from the base camp at Kaktra to Sanjichat.
Okay.
Which is just a stone's throw from the main temple.
And how long does this whirlwind journey take?
Okay, get ready for this. It's only 5 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
Compared to hours of trucking.
What a contrast.
Right.
But I bet the views are spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. Just imagine soaring above the Trikuta Mountains.
Oh, wow.
Those majestic peaks that are believed to embody the divine feminine energy.
Right.
You get such a different perspective of the landscape, this bird's eye view of this sacred journey.
I can see how that would add another dimension to the pilgrimage. It's not just about reaching the destination,
right,
but about experiencing the journey in a unique way.
Exactly. And speaking of the journey, I know you're thinking about the logistics.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of booking this heavenly ride.
Lead the way.
First things first, you absolutely have to book in advance. Like, mark your calendar right now.
Okay.
Because those tickets vanish faster than you can say, Jamadadai.
Okay, so I'm sensing some urgency here.
Definitely.
How far in advance are we talking?
The booking window opens 60 days before your travel date.
Okay.
But you have to snag those tickets at least 4 days before you want to fly.
Oh, wow. So planning is key.
Definitely no last-minute miracles here.
Okay, and where do you go to book these coveted tickets?
Okay, so there are two ways and only two ways.
Okay.
To make sure that you are not getting scammed.
Right.
You can go through the official Shrine Board website.
Okay.
That's www.mavhnodv.org.
Got it.
Or you can book through authorized agents.
Okay, makes sense. It's all about transparency.
Yes.
And preventing any shady dealing. Speaking of which, what's the cost of this convenience?
All right.
Let's talk numbers.
Get ready. In 2025, a one-way ticket from Kaktra to Sanjichat will cost you 2,210 rupiah.
Okay.
And a round trip is 4,200 rupas.
That's a pretty reasonable price considering the time saved.
Yeah.
And that unique experience.
And just so you know, that's per person.
Okay.
Little ones under two, they fly for free.
Oh, nice.
But everyone else needs a ticket.
Okay.
But you know what's great about this?
What's that?
Those prices are set by the Shrine Board.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, different vendors or anything jacking up the costs.
That's reassuring. It takes the guesswork out of budgeting.
Right.
And ensures a fair price for everyone.
Exactly. But let's not forget.
Yeah.
This isn't just a joyride.
Right.
It's part of a deeply spiritual pilgrimage.
Absolutely. And that's where it gets really interesting.
Yes.
We're going to delve into the spiritual significance of this helicopter service.
Yes.
And explore how it might be changing the experience of the pilgrimage itself.
Exactly. But that is a conversation for our next segment.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned.
Welcome back. You know, it's fascinating to think about the implications of this helicopter service.
Right.
It's almost like this clash of perspectives. You know, some people see the traditional trek as like integral to that spiritual journey.
Right.
And then others are embracing this more modern alternative.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it raises some really interesting questions about the nature of pilgrimage and how we approach these sacred journeys.
Yeah. Some might say that, you know, the physical hardship of the trek.
Right.
You know, the sweat, the blister. The sheer willpower it takes to reach that shrine.
Yeah.
That's all part of the spiritual experience.
It's like a physical manifestation of your devotion.
Exactly.
Like a test of your faith and endurance.
Right. There's a certain sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
When you're pushing your limits and emerging transformed.
Absolutely. But then there's the other side of the coin.
Right.
What about the people who might not be physically capable of making that journey?
Exactly. Does that mean they're excluded from this spiritual experience?
I mean, that's where the argument for accessibility comes in.
Right.
You know, the helicopter service opens this sacred journey up to people who might not have been able to otherwise.
Right.
You know, seniors, families with small children, people with health concerns.
Right.
They can all experience the blessings of this pilgrimage.
Exactly.
Without that physical barrier.
And wouldn't you say that intention is really at the heart of any pilgrimage?
Yeah.
It's that yearning to connect with the divine.
Yeah.
So the mode of transportation might change, but the spiritual core remains the same.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the desire to connect with something larger than yourself.
Right.
To seek blessings, to find solace.
Right.
That's the driving force.
Yes.
The helicopter simply provides a different path to that same destination.
Yeah, it's like, you know, taking a scenic route versus a more challenging climb.
Yeah.
But that summit, that point of spiritual connection,
right,
it remains unchanged.
It really does. And let's not forget, even with the helicopter,
right,
there's still a journey involved.
Exactly. You still need to walk from Sanjichat to the main shrine.
Yeah.
It's not like you're being airlifted directly to the inner sanctum.
Right.
There's still a physical and symbolic element to that journey.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that there are no shortcuts in life.
Right.
Especially when it comes to spiritual growth.
Especially when it comes to spiritual growth. Now, speaking of which,
yeah,
I'm kind of curious about the safety aspect of these helicopter flights.
Sure.
Especially in this mountainous terrain.
Yeah. I mean, that's a valid concern, but the Shrine Lorn takes safety extremely seriously.
Yeah.
They have very strict regulations in place.
Okay.
And these helicopters are really well maintained, and they're piloted by experienced professionals.
Yeah. And from what I've read, they have a pretty impressive safety record.
They do.
But let's kind of shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about the bigger picture here.
Sure.
How do you think that this helicopter service is impacting the local community and the environment?
That's important to consider. On one hand, it's definitely boosting the local economy.
Right.
You know, creating jobs and generating revenue.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you have those concerns about noise pollution.
Right.
And the environmental impact of increased air traffic.
Right. It's like this balancing act.
Yeah.
Trying to weigh those benefits against the potential downsides.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely a conversation that needs to keep happening.
Yeah.
Especially as this service continues to grow in popularity.
It really does. Sustainable development is key.
Right.
Maybe this will even lead to, you know, the development of quieter, more eco-friendly helicopters specifically
right.
designed for these pilgrimage routes.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Imagine technology working in harmony with spirituality and the environment.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, I'd love to hear some personal stories about people's experiences with this helicopter service.
Yeah. What are people saying?
You know, we haven't really come across any specific accounts in the research we've done for today, but, you know, I imagine the experiences are as diverse as the people undertaking the pilgrimage.
Right.
You know, some might describe that helicopter ride as a deeply moving experience.
Yeah.
Like a moment of awe and surrender as they're soaring over the landscape.
Yeah, I can almost picture it.
Yeah.
Feeling this sense of liberation and gratitude.
Right.
Like the weight of the world has been lifted.
Yeah.
And they can just focus solely on their spiritual connection.
Absolutely. But then, you know, you might also hear from people who, while they appreciate the convenience, they felt like something was missing.
Right.
That the physical challenge of the trick, that sense of personal achievement was such an integral part of their transformation.
It's a reminder that every journey is personal.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong way to experience a pilgrimage.
Right.
It's about finding what resonates with your own soul.
Well said. And maybe that's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
Whether you choose to embrace that tradition or explore these modern alternatives,
right,
the essence of pilgrimage remains unchanged.
Yes.
It's that yearning to connect with something larger than ourselves.
Yeah.
To seek meaning and find our place in this vast tapestry of existence.
That's beautifully put. And as we move into our final segment,
yes,
I want to take this conversation even further.
Okay.
And let's explore the future of pilgrimages.
Hmm.
The role of technology.
Okay.
And what it means to connect with the divine.
Yeah.
In an increasingly interconnected world.
Can't wait.
Stick with us. You know, we've been talking so much about this helicopter service to Vaishnadevi.
Yeah.
But it's really got me thinking about, like, the bigger picture, you know, how technology is changing the way we approach these ancient pilgrimages.
Yeah, it's a fascinating trend. It's not just helicopters either.
Right.
We've got apps that guide us, online platforms for booking accommodations,
Right.
even VR experiences that'll offer you glimpses of these sacred sites.
Yeah, it's like we're blurring these lines between the physical and the digital
Yeah.
and creating this whole new way of experiencing these journeys.
Right.
But does that make them less authentic?
I mean, that's the debate, right?
Yeah.
Some people feel like technology creates a disconnect, a
Yeah.
barrier between the pilgrim and the raw experience,
Yeah.
but others feel like it actually enhances the journey,
Right.
makes it accessible, and provides deeper
Yeah,
context.
it's like having this knowledgeable guide
Right.
whispering insights in your ear as you go.
Exactly. Think about all the historical and spiritual information we can access now,
Right.
right up our fingertips.
And it's not just information either.
No.
Social media allows pilgrims to share their experiences, connect with others,
Right.
build these communities around these shared journeys.
Yeah, it's creating like these modern day tapestries of faith
Yeah.
woven together through stories and digital connections.
It is quite remarkable. But with all this innovation, is there something we're losing?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Are we becoming so reliant on technology that we lose the ability to just be present,
Right.
to surrender to the moment and let that spiritual experience just wash over us?
It makes you wonder if we're kind of trading depth
Yeah.
for convenience.
Right.
But maybe it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Maybe
Maybe
not.
it comes down to intention.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
If our intention is clear, you know, if we approach these journeys with a genuine yearning for connection,
Yeah.
then technology can be a powerful tool, not a distraction.
Right. It's remembering that the true pilgrimage is an internal one. The external journey, whether it's on foot by helicopter or even through that VR headset,
Yeah.
it's just a vessel.
Exactly. The real transformation happens within.
Yes. So where does that leave us? What does the future hold for pilgrimages in this ever-evolving world? I mean, it feels like we're on the brink of a new era. I can imagine personalized pilgrimage apps,
Yeah.
augmented reality experiences layered onto the physical landscape. I mean, the possibilities seem endless.
They do. And as we step into this, like, uncharted territory,
Yeah.
it's crucial that we keep having these conversations.
Yeah.
We need to explore the ethical implications,
Right.
the environmental impact,
Yeah.
the potential for profound connection and, you know,
Yeah.
those unintended consequences.
This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening for me. It's made me realize that these pilgrimages,
Yeah.
even these ancient ones, they aren't static. They're evolving with us.
And that's beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful. As long as we remember that the heart of the journey lies within,
Yeah.
we can embrace both tradition and innovation.
Absolutely.
So as you plant your own Vaishno Devi Yatra, consider what resonates with your soul.
Yes.
Embrace those traditions, explore the innovations, and remember.
The most profound journey you'll take is the one that leads you inward. How was it, Radicchio?